At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What are the weird things that your pets are terrified of?
We've talked in the past about how my dog Sophia is terrified of balloons.
And just when, like you.
When she had her surgery on her CCLs, the doggy version of the ACLs, to keep her from going up and down the stairs, we bought a Mylar SpongeBob balloon because she was scared of balloons, so she wouldn't go anywhere near the stairs. It worked.
That is really genius.
Yeah.
Roger the puppy has some quirks. I brought them up in the past. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend Sam took out a pair of shoes.
What kind of shoes?
White sandal type shoes, little slight heel on the back. Yeah. I don't know. What do you? I mean, just
a white sandal.
A white sandal with, okay, with a slight heel. Very unassuming.
Yeah, right. Not like a big pair of combat boots or something.
Yeah, nothing spiky about them. Nothing threatening about them. Roger loses his mind when he sees these shoes. Check this out. This was just yesterday.
Buddy, what's wrong?
What is wrong? What don't you like about the shoe, pal? Oh, Raji. All right. Okay. I'll put it away.
I had to put the shoes in a bag, and I put them in the closet, and he's going crazy at the door of the closet. I had to put them on the top shelf of the closet in our tool bin and cover the tool bin and close the door before Roger calmed down. I have no idea. I smelled the shoes thinking that there was maybe some kind of animal scent on them. I mean,
yeah, but your nose isn't like a dog's
nose. Well, I'm not a wolf or a dog, so I didn't smell anything.
Are you sure?
Except shoe.
Yeah.
I cannot figure out. Sam cannot wear these shoes if Roger's in the house.
So
he goes ballistic.
Any other shoes, they don't bother him at
all. Nothing.
So I would wash them, number one, because there could be a smell on there that obviously we can't smell.
Already did it.
You did?
We did.
Interesting.
It. Yes. It's mind-boggling. We can't figure it out. There are certain things, like when I take my ironing board out, Roger goes ballistic.
Yeah.
When my daughter's boyfriend, Zach, comes home from golfing, if he sees or even smells Zach's golf bag,
he
goes
like
ballistic.
Interesting.
And now it's the shoes.
Now,
Sam's
Roger,
gotta get rid of these shoes.
Now, Roger was a rescue, right?
Roger was a rescue, correct.
And
he was in Tijuana when we rescued him.
So there's a couple of things. Certain things might remind him of scary moments when he was, you know, on the streets of Tijuana. Like, I could see maybe a shoe. Maybe he got hit by a shoe.
But wouldn't he be scared of all shoes?
I don't know.
Why this specific shoe? Roger also doesn't like kids on scooters and motorcycles. Oh. He goes after motorcycles. Like, bro, what are you thinking? What do you think you're going to do? What's the final outcome here when you run into the street after a motorcycle?
The motorcycle is a very common thing for dogs. They want to chase them. You know, it's just a bigger motorized version of a rabbit. You know?
A shoe?
Yeah, something about that shoe. It's either a memory or there's a smell in there that you weren't able to get off.
Keep in mind, it's not all shoes. It's this specific
pair
of shoes.
Wow.
It's nuts. I'll post the video on our socials. Maybe you can diagnose something. In the meantime, 833-287-1037. Do you have a pet that just goes crazy about something and you have no idea why? And it's exclusive to just that one specific thing? I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSL.
Buddy, what's wrong?
What is wrong? What don't you like about the shoe, pal?
Oh, Raji. All right. Okay, I'll put it away.
That's my very brave dog, Roger the puppy, who is afraid of one single pair of my girlfriend Sam's shoes. No other shoes bother him at all. Just this one specific pair. We can't figure it out. Brooklyn is in Hamul. Hi, Brooklyn.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm okay. I'm concerned about my poor dog, Roger the puppy.
Yeah, so I don't know if the shoes are like a certain kind of like leather or vegan leather or something. You said the golf bag too, so I don't know if maybe Maybe he's getting something from, like, something synthetic.
You know, you said something that's making me laugh inside my head. I have to explain.
Not just inside your head. You're laughing out loud right now.
Vegan leather. Roger is a boy. Roger is your man. Maybe it's his protest about being vegan. He's like, I want real leather.
Real leather or none. Yeah, no, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I have a crazy kitty, though, too, and she has a very, very odd fear.
What's her fear?
She is terrified of the ceiling fans when they're off.
When they're off?
When they're off. They have to be on full blast 24/7, or she will get so scared, like down on the ground, running away, hiding, little piddle. Her name is Kitten. She's 5 years old, and this has been her since she was tiny. And now we just moved into a new house with two ceiling fans. And they have to be on all the time.
That's so unusual.
It is, because I know my dog, Sophia, if she's up in the couch in the living room, if that ceiling fan is on, she occasionally gives it the side eye and looks up at it. She's a little like, I don't know about that thing. But it's weird that when it's off, that's so strange.
Well, she appreciates proper air circulation.
Right. I've known animals that have a weird thing when it's on, so people never turn them on. I can't turn it off. If I'm going to clean them, I have to put her in the other room.
That is hilarious.
I love it.
And, like, turn on some music or, like, a YouTube for cats video or something. She cannot stand it. I think she can hear the electricity when it's off, or when it's on, I mean, and then when it's off, it gets too quiet.
Maybe.
Interesting.
Gosh, that is, I didn't know they had YouTube for cats.
Yeah, there's YouTube for dogs, too.
I knew the dog one.
There's YouTube for cats, for dogs, for everybody. It's funny, I put on YouTube for cats, I don't put on YouTube for my baby.
Thank you, Brooklyn. Take care.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. That's so bizarre. I mean, I would just figure cats would be like, that's what you're going to make me watch. I mean, they're so judgmental.
You can't put on a good miniseries.
Nice. I heard a lot about this new show on Netflix called Waterfront. Could we put that on, please?
You're watching Waterfront right now, aren't you?
I am. We just finished up.
Okay.
It's really good.
All right, save it. I don't want to hear about it. I want to watch it. I want to watch it. Roger, stay away from the shoes. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.